Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cassandra joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Hold On by John Lennon from his 1970 debut album, Plastic Ono Band, a personal favorite of mine. John Lennon would have been 85 years old today.
Look at that. You're on your way back to the Twin Cities, but you're coming back here soon. Is that right?
Yes, too soon.
You're not saying that to disparage Memphis. It's just too much travel. No, is that the point? Yes.
It's a tighter turnaround than I would do otherwise, but we're coming back earlier than I would have on my own next week because of my son's fall break, and he and my wife want to come down to Memphis for his fall break. So the whole family's coming down next week.
So when you go on one of these long drives, by the way, like when I go on drives, I give my not that I need to give my permission to eat junk. Like, I eat junk all the time. But then when I'm on a long drive, I really do. Like, I figure I can eat Doritos, drink Diet Cokes, whatever I need. I can stop and get the Arby's roast beef with the curly fry. When you drive, how do you fortify yourself on the road? Do you believe in eating and driving simultaneously, or do you stop to eat?
Oh, I very much believe in eating and driving simultaneously unless I feel like I want to sit down for a minute, which sometimes I do, but usually I don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm either doing drive-through or I'm, the gas station, potato logs or whatever. And so, yeah, that's generally what I'm doing on a trip. I mean, this is not a very – I could pull over into St. Louis and find some interesting place to eat. No. But because I'm trying to make time, other than, like, St. Louis, it's not – Memphis to – Memphis to Minnesota to the Twin Cities is mostly driving through, Missouri and Iowa. And there's not a lot of there as far as that goes. So I'm just what I can and getting on my way.
How many hours is it?
Oh, I mean, if you unbroken, it would be like 12 or so. But you got to factor in gas and bathroom and all the rest. So a little bit longer than
so
that.
So it takes you for me when I drive up to Michigan, it's 830 miles basically, and I figure it takes me 13 hours. So
and similar.
Yeah. And what's on your listening docket for the trip?
I tend to toggle between music and podcasts. I've been heavy podcasts. I usually do podcasts early, and then the last few hours I'm, trying to keep myself going. I'm much more music heavy. And so right now it's very NBA because we're in NBA preview mode and they're piling up. So I'm plowing through NBA preview podcasts. So I was currently listening to one of the group chat podcasts, which is the Rob Mahoney and Justin Barrier, a couple guys I'm friendly with on the Ringer. And they're doing their like countdown 30 down to one previewing teams. So that's what I was just listening to.
What is to the extent it is money, it is one of the things that irritates me about the NBA is that there is so much focus on the NBA media and it's not podcast driven, but it's the last 3 days, all anyone's been talking about is the Hennessy commercial and LeBron, right? Like it's so much celebrity crap.
I haven't heard. I haven't heard a single discussion of that on any podcast I've listened to.
Right, that's the advantage of the podcast.
I haven't seen anything I've read, so it's a matter of like, what's your media diet, right? So if you're watching ESPN Talking Heads stuff, I'm sure that's probably what they're talking about. But like, I literally don't watch that stuff. So I have not encountered this discussion.
No, I see it only if you go to the homepage. Like, if you go to the ESPN homepage, that's what this stuff is, right? It's much more this stuff or whatever. It's KD saying it's too bad that Russ isn't in the league, and it would be dope if he would come back. It's very much driven.
Yeah, I haven't encountered that either.
I know. It's very much driven. So, that's one of the nice things, is that in podcasts you can pick and it can be substantive, whereas the main ESPN thing is largely celebrity driven, right? It's these guys as celebrities. Okay, so to the extent though, like what are some of the interesting questions in the NBA that you've encountered that are to puzzle over this year? That's a big, ridiculously broad question. But like,
well,
yeah, go
not
ahead.
Just encountering, but I mean, I'm one of the ones doing the puzzling. So
yeah.
It's not, you know?
Yeah.
Houston to me, I mean, to me, Amen Thompson, who was already a really interesting player, has become like the super important player in the league now that Fred VanVleet's injured, because that team wants to compete for a title with Kevin Durant, and they just built a team that didn't have any guards on it, which is bizarre to me. And so, like, here you go, Amen Thompson, what are you going to do? You know, that's an interesting one. I mean, one of the things that is, you know, the Giannis stuff has bubbled up again, and I don't expect anything to happen with that anytime soon. But I wonder about an in-season situation, because that Milwaukee team is basically Giannis and Miles Turner on an expansion team. I mean, it's one of the worst supporting casts in the league once you set aside, you know, the best player. So, you know, that's a situation.
The Hawks are really interesting this year, don't you think, how that's going to come together?
Well, I think you have this tier. If you look in the East, and like the last two final teams in the East are Indiana and Boston, and they're both essentially been taken off the board due to injury.
Right.
Before that, you know, Milwaukee is kind of taken off the board as a finals team due to injury and the rest and decay. And so the co-favorites seem to be Cleveland and New York, but those teams have come up short in the playoffs. And so is there going to be some team in the East that's going to be this year's Indiana, who no one really thinks would be in the finals, but you look up there in the finals, I think that's possible. And, like, who's most likely? And that could be Atlanta, it could be Orlando, it also could be Detroit, who I'm sort of keeping an eye on. I think they're a move away, but what if they decide to make that move in season? Like, I think that's a team you could look up and, like, they're like Indiana last year.
On the Giannis stuff, I mean, the reporting on the Giannis stuff is that he said, I want to stay in Milwaukee, but if I wanted to go somewhere else, it would be New York. And it does raise the question, because there is nothing that New York has that you would think Milwaukee would particularly like. What it is a bad match in terms of futures and picks and young stars, and Houston would be a great match. I mean, there are lots of places you can imagine.
Go ahead. Right now, it's kind of a risky match for New York, because even to pull off a deal, you would have to. What are you left with, right? That's a team that has a very, very good shot to get to the NBA Finals as currently constituted.
Right.
And so you got to be real careful breaking that up, even if you're adding a player like Giannis, because what all are you having to give up? It's not a deep team right now. But the top six guys is like an NBA Finals-worthy assemblage.
And can you give up two or three, you know, and is that anything that will – and then the other question is sort of, what is your obligation – if you're the Bucks, and Giannis, he did deliver a title. He's the, you know, but is there an obligation to send him where he wants, even if it's an ill-fitting match?
Well, I don't think it's not so much as there's an obligation. You could see it that way, but to me, it's more a team is there. I know we have the model for the Kawhi thing with Toronto.
Yep.
And maybe a team would do that, but the reality is stars in the NBA have some level of agency on where they go,
right?
Not, even when they're under contract, not total and complete, but a team is not going to bring Giannis in against his will. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yep.
And so there's that aspect to it. I just think the Milwaukee thing is so hollowed out that I think Giannis Antetokounmpo will be on a different team a year from today. The question for me is it going to happen in season or happen next summer? But I don't think he will be in Milwaukee 1 year from today.
All right. You were at the Grizzlies last night, and Drew wrote about the game, sort of. Interesting piece that Drew wrote about. And Drew's, again, going to be doing the show tomorrow, folks. And he talked a lot with Isolo or quoted Isolo extensively on what do you learn from preseason games and what, you know, is there any, what's the priority? And then Isolo talked about overthinking, I gather, like that people are, that things aren't clicking or whatever, that you have to get, we hear this a lot, that you're reacting instinctively, you're not overthinking, whatever else. Putting aside what happened last night, have you sensed that there is a lot of an adjustment to this system, which is resulting in hesitation, overthinking, and I mean, he did coach him at the end of last year.
Yeah, I think you could overthink the overthinking a little bit. I mean, it's the second preseason game, and they mostly haven't had their guys, and like you expect it to be a process. I mean, there's no reason to expect like everything is, you're at the finish line as soon as the starter's gun goes. So I, not a big deal to me. I mean, the thing about the game last night, I really had deja vu. To the degree we're talking about like their competitiveness in a game, which is not really the most important thing.
Right.
I had deja vu because there were some of the preseason game. I can't remember whether it was last year or the year before, but there were some of the early preseason game where like Ja was out and Jaren was out and Brandon was out and some other guy. It was like a lot of stuff guys were out. And I remember going into the post game press conference and Taylor Jenkins saying, and they lost. And I remember going to the post game press conference and Taylor Jenkins saying, we just didn't have our dynamism tonight. And I thought, your dynamism was on the bench in street clothes.
Right.
And so, like, that's a game last night where, at minimum, four of the five best shot creators are just not in the game. You know, not all because of injury. You know, John Morant, Jared Jackson, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen. You do have Santi. I think those are probably the five best, like, create something out of nothing guys you have on your team, and four of them were not in the game. And so there's a limit to me, there's a limit to like conclusions to reach about the team,
right,
about team-wide stuff. So I was a little bit more focused on like individual players. And there were a few that I found. And I was sitting courtside. Drew, let me say courtside last night, so I get an up-close look, which is way better, but you know, in all kinds of ways.
Right.
But you notice stuff that you won't otherwise notice. And I found some interesting and some positive things from a few different players
Let me get to that in a second. Real quick on this overthinking stuff, whatever. Do you think that the system, to the extent they're adjusting to a new system, do you have any sense as to, like, it felt kind of jarring last year? Like last, it almost feel like it's last year would have been more of an adjustment, and you could almost see it, right? As they were like,
Go
ahead.
Last year they were truly adjusting to a new system. They were doing something novel that didn't look like what other teams look like, and doesn't really look like what any other teams look like now, right? And it was actually pretty interesting and effective in a lot of ways. But that really was like learning new stuff, not just like different from the season before, but like different period. It's sort of hard to judge right now because the main guys aren't out there doing it. But it doesn't look. It just looks like guys playing basketball and like screening. And I mean, you know, it doesn't look like some, I know there's been so much focus on like the Isolo system or whatever. I haven't watched these games and thought about systems.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
About players.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Last year seems much more jarring in terms of that than this year. Okay. Onward to individual players. You got another look at Cedric Coward. What'd you notice?
I feel pretty good about Coward, and part of that is that my expectations of immediate production seem to be lower than other people. But like, other than like, he still can't get his three to fall, which he talked about, so he's like 0-for-5 from three or whatever. If you take that, that's only one component of a game, shooting 3-point shots. It's not being all of basketball. If you take that one component of that game and set it aside, I thought everything else looked pretty good, and it got better over the course of the game. I really like the way he goes after and gets up high to snag rebounds. He really high points rebounds. There are times where he will just rise above all the other players around him to snag them. I don't know whether he'll be a positive defensive player as a rookie. Not many players are, but you can see how he's likely going to be over time, because both not only is the athleticism and the physical ability there, he really cares. Like in these first preseason games, he's really attentive, and the effort and the focus seems to be there on the defensive end in a way that I find is very promising. And then over the course of the game, they seem like he loosened up. People explained it different ways. This was tied to the slow thinking part where he said he just stopped overthinking and started reacting. maybe it was that. Maybe it was like he was frustrated that things weren't working and he was like trying to put his imprint on the game a little bit more. But instead of just like, you know, spacing out, he started to get a lot more aggressive about moving to different spots, about calling for the ball in different spots, about putting it on the floor and trying to do different things. And I don't think he's super comfortable like creating off the dribble against NBA level competition right now, which you shouldn't expect him to be. That's going to be maybe a growth thing over multiple seasons for him, sort of like it was with Jaren developing the handle. But already, once he loosened up, like he could do one dribble and get to a spot and rise up and get shots off. And I thought he was really impressive, other than the 3-point shooting.
We got to see Javon Small. Thoughts?
Yeah, again, it's his first game, first preseason game. And we'll see, you know, over time. But I just think from a raw – and he's a late second-round pick, so the expectations should be very low. But he – there was nothing that looked particularly notable from him in terms of handle or burst or speed. I'm sure all that stuff was notable at the college level. It was not notable on an NBA court, like, at all. And given his size, like, I think you need to have a lot of pop as a ball handler and in terms of your speed with the ball. And it did not jump out last night. He wasn't bad, but he didn't jump out as like, this is an NBA point guard. So we'll see what happens with him over time.
How about Jalen Wells?
I was impressed with Jalen Wells. I'm growing particularly impressed with Jalen Wells in these couple games. He was someone I was a little bit more circumspect about, just because I've seen like fans assume the second year growth of the young player, and sometimes it goes the other way. And so I've been trying to be a little bit more tap the brakes on him. But I think you've seen real growth in small ways, but small, meaningful ways, real growth with him in terms of adding strength and being able to hold up defensively. He was guarding, you know, Jaylen Brown some last night, and real growth in terms of just doing little things with the ball. I don't think you're going to run offense through him, but he did run, you know, a pick and roll as a ball handler. There were plays where he was coming off a screen and then catching the ball off a curl, mid-range jump shot. One hard dribble, mid-range jump shot. Coming off a screen, making a floater. I mean, he was doing a succession of that kind of stuff last night. I don't think we saw a lot of that last season. It was strictly more of a 3-and-D kind of player. And if he can grow his game just a little bit offensively in terms of adding more variety as a scorer, and get stronger defensively to hold up a little bit better against the small forwards and not just scale down to the guards. Just two little things like that will really push him forward in meaningful ways. And I'm very encouraged by what he showed in these games.
Anyone else particularly strike you?
You know, Gigi and Vince are two guys, you know, that, you know, you're wondering if there's going to be a bounce back after their bad seasons last year. And it's not looking great for those guys in these games. On Gigi, there's just not a lot to grab onto at all. And again, it's two preseason games, but there's just not a lot to grab onto. I'll just leave it at that right now. That can certainly change. With Vince, I will say, like, he also can't get a shot to fall, or at least in that game. I think he did hit a couple threes in the first preseason game. But his shot, he couldn't get anything to fall in game two. One thing I will say for him, and you really notice this sitting courtside, he was moving defensively and navigating better than probably anyone else on the team in terms of navigating screens, getting past screens, getting back into plays, helping in recovering. And that little stuff doesn't show up in the box score, but it does matter in terms of you helping a team. And so I thought he looked pretty good with that stuff, but he couldn't get shots to fall. And the bigger thing to me than the shooting is the disruption, it's the activity. 2 years ago, he was just snagging rebounds, he was getting blocks and steals, he was getting deflections, he was sort of wreaking havoc everywhere. And that is not really happening with him. And to me, that's a bigger concern than the shooting.
All right. I guess I'll wrap it up. Wemby was remeasured, and he's 7'5". He's growing still. 2 more inches. For Wemby, so it's ridiculous. There you go. Oh, by the way, your man John Conchar got a billion rebounds again yesterday. Like, free Jitty, it seems to be a theme.
How about his tan?
Go ahead.
Did y'all see that?
He is very tan.
Yeah.
I think if the season started today, I think Crychard's got to be in the rotation.
Right.
If you're trying to win basketball games with the roster you have, he gets rebounds, which they really, really need with Edie out. They need guys who are going to get rebounds, and he is going to get rebounds. And then, like, he's comfortable. He moves the ball. He doesn't make mistakes. He proved late last season when he got back in the mix that he can play. You want him to be your fifth guy on the floor in any lineup. But if he's your fifth guy, like, he can help you. And I think Jenny is going to play.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Safe travels. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We've had a Thursday that feels a little bit like a Friday because we did Jeffrey's bets already because we're both out of town tomorrow. But because it is Thursday, we are still going to play Right in the Right Trivia. And what's the fabulous prize, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we got tickets to the Corn Maze, a great fall tradition here in Memphis.
That is a great fall tradition. Tickets to the Corn Maze. We will take caller. Do you have any suggestions?
Three.
There you go. I'll take that. We'll take caller number three, 445-0929. 445-0929 is the phone number. You don't actually have to best Jeffrey. Oh, that'd be fun. You just have to play honorably. We'll do that when we return. Kevin Cerrito joins the show. 445-0929, 445-0929. Right in the Right Trivia coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It's that time again, Right Than Right Trivia, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the czar of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was disappointed.
Yep, it's too bad. It's too bad. He may. We're hoping he may pop on with Jason and John. We'll see. He's in town. He's in town today, and. And I know he's trying to stir up interest in this game, and that would be a great thing if there were more interest in this game. So we'd love to have him. But I'm no longer with the commercial appeal, so he'd have to run over his laptop on the Daily Memphian. You know, that's a thing. Yes, exactly right. It's different. What the nice thing about that was is that he said he backs over. The only time I see the CI is when he backs over it in the driveway,
which is a hilarious line.
It was a great line. It does concede that they get the commercial appeal.
Thank you for subscribing.
And you did make the point, and you did raise an interesting point. The CI, I don't think they've moved to it yet, but they're no longer doing delivery thrown into your driveway. It's now going to be arriving by mail, including, for your convenience, you'll get the Sunday edition on Saturday in the Saturday mail with Thursday's scores, I'm going to presume. And you can read it with your afternoon coffee. That's the problem. If you like the morning, and again, I don't know how many people still get the physical paper. And the CA, by the way, is not alone in this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution no longer has a physical paper. It's the way we are going. And there may come a time when radio's not on radio. It's only streaming. You know, like it's a changing universe. But I got the actual physical CA until early August when I said, you know what, I'm done. I wasn't done like in a frustration with them. I just realized the physical paper, I like turning pages, but it was no longer worth it. So that's when I abandoned it. Anyway, where are you these days, Kevin?
I'm great. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was disappointed the segment wasn't bumped for a Calipari interview. I would love to hear Jeff Calkins interview Calipari live on the radio. That would have been great.
It's too bad. It's too bad. We're hoping he may pop on with Jason and John. We'll see.
Oh, that would be great. Reasons, you know, you never town, need to
he's
change
in town
that dial
today, but, yeah. And I know he's trying to stir up interest in this game, and that would be a great thing if there were more interest in this game. So we'd love to have
him. And, you know, I would want you to ask him because, now, you know, they deliver the commercial appeal to the mailbox now. So if he was going to run over your columns in the driveway, he'd have to run
over
his mailbox.
But I'm no longer with the commercial appeal. So he'd have to run over his laptop on the Daily Memphian.
That's true. I'm saying, like, if it was hypothetically,
right. It's different. What the nice thing about that was is that he said he backs over. The only time I see the CA is when he backs over it in the driveway,
which is a hilarious line.
It was a great line. It does concede that they get the commercial appeal.
Or thank you for subscribing.
And you did make the point, and you did raise an interesting point. The CA, I don't think they've moved to it yet, but they're no longer doing delivery like, you know, thrown into your driveway. It's now going to be arriving by mail, including, for your convenience, you'll get the Sunday edition on Saturday in the Saturday mail.
Right, because the mail doesn't come on Sundays.
With Thursday's scores.
And
you can read it with your afternoon coffee. That's the problem. If you like the morning, and again, I don't know how many people still get the physical paper. And the CA, by the way, is not alone in this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution no longer has a physical paper. It's the way we are going. And there may come a time when radio's not on radio. It's only streaming. You know, like it's a changing universe. But I got the actual physical CA until early August, when I said, you know what, I'm done. I wasn't done like out of frustration with them. I just realized the physical paper, like, yeah, I like turning pages, but it was no longer worth it. So that's when I abandoned it. Anyway, where are you these days, Kevin?
Well, thanks for asking. Real quick shout out to Hank from Horn Lake, who's a regular caller here for all Harvard Horn Lake trivia back in the day. Of course, give his takes on everything. We saw Hank out at the College Football Frenzy Live Trivia at the Caesars Sportsbook inside of Horseshoe Casino last weekend.
Hank was a regular, in the Harvard Horn Lake. Hank from Horn Lake was a regular, so that was fun.
He said he's 1-1 against Jeffrey. I haven't gone back and checked the record books, but he's won the call back in.
That checks out.
When the schedule aligns, he wants to call back in, but he's busy at work during this time and can't call in, he says. But anyway, we'll be back down there in Tunica on November the 8th for another exciting afternoon of watching college football, hanging out with me, Gabe, Connor, all that. So that's coming up again soon. You have a chance to win some great prizes and have some fun. But also, we've got some new Tuesday things I want to mention real quick. Starting next week, we'll be at Max's Sports Bar, one of the best sports bars in the area. Is Max's Sports Bar. They got a brand new indoor-outdoor patio. It seems to be a thing. People are getting these climate-controlled patios, right? It's a patio, but it's practically all inside. And they got about half of it like that, and half of it is outside, so you can enjoy this awesome fall weather. But we'll be at Max's on Tuesday starting next week. And then in 2 weeks, on the 21st, we'll be starting out in Cordova at Leonard's Pit Barbecue. So Leonard's, an institution in this town since 1922. They are consolidated into one location now. It's right there in front of the Malco Cordova Cinema. We will be there on Tuesday night starting on October 21st. We'll give you a chance to win Malco passes on that night. So if you're in Bartlett or Lakeland or area, Germantown, very convenient. And Leonard's is one of those barbecue places that their menu goes beyond just barbecue. So you can get spaghetti, catfish, all great stuff. So we'll be playing at Leonard's 2 weeks from this Tuesday. So some more Tuesday trivia options, where we will ask at least one question from the Jeff Calkins Show, of course, at all of our trivia nights all around town. We have a contestant today.
We do have indeed. A today, it's going to be confusing. Who? Our contestant is Jeffrey and Bartlett.
No. But spelled the wrong way.
No, it's spelled the correct way.
Spelled the wrong way.
2-1.
So it's Jeffrey, Jeffrey, and Jeffrey?
Correct.
Thank God we got a Kevin.
And Kevin.
Jeffrey, how are you, sir?
Not bad, sir. How about y'all?
I'm good. I feel outnumbered by the
appropriate spellings
of the world, but yeah. I wish you the best of luck. I'll turn things over to Kevin Serena.
All right. This is a Righter Than Right trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. Or just play honorably, and you'll win today's prize. I'm going to give you a choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will go to Jeffrey automatically, so keep that in mind. And he can steal from you one time if you miss a question and vice versa. So let's get this thing started, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Jeff Calkins Show's Righter Than Right Trivia, presented by Cerrito Trivia, starring the great radio quizmaster Kevin Cerrito and Jeffrey Wright. Righter Than Right Trivia on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
All right. Your categories to start here, Jeffrey. This is Jeffrey on the phone. We have food or drink?
Food.
Food. What kind of fruit is the most popular base for jellies and jams in the U.S.?
Grape.
Grape is incorrect. Do you want to steal, Jeffrey?
I'm going to leave it. My guess would be strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry is the correct answer, but that was not an official steal. Strawberry is the most popular fruit base for jellies and jams.
Honestly,
is,
I would pick grape. My guess would have been grape, but...
That's my preference, yeah. But we got drink up next for you, Jeffrey. An Irish trash can and a Jaeger bomb both include what ingredient?
Red Bull.
Red Bull is correct, Jeffrey, with a point.
Jeffrey takes the lead. 1-2-0.
Other Jeffrey, we have Marvel movies or comedy movies?
Marvel movies.
Marvel movies? The Milano is a spaceship named in honor of actress Alyssa Milano in what popular movie series?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is correct.
Tied up at one.
Comedy movies for you, Jeffrey, in studio. In 1988, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a big action movie star, but they did not want to cast him in comedy. So instead, he made a deal where he'd take no salary, instead get paid part ownership of what movie?
All right, the only one I can think of in 88 is Twins, so I'll say Twins.
You are correct. Twins. Schwarzenegger got paid in the back end, and it ended up, according to what he says, is the movie he made more money on than any other movie is Twins. He took the risk, and it paid off. Country music or rock music? Jeffrey on the phone.
Country music.
Country music. Shout out to Dolly Parton. She is not dead.
She's not dead. Yet. No, I saw that. That's good.
Islands in the Stream is a famous duet featuring Dolly Parton and what other music artist?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers is correct.
It's a back and forth tilt here, separated only by strawberry jelly. Yes. It's 2-2. Over to the whichever one of you wrong Jeffreys we're up to now. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey in studio gets rock music.
I'm officially right. That's my last name.
True. Fair point.
Rock music. When David Lee Roth quit Van Halen as lead singer, who replaced him, Jeffrey?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar is correct.
3-2. Do we have one more round in regulation? I've been so entranced by this tilt that I'm... Yes. I think we do. Yeah, one more round of regulation.
One more, Jeffrey. Yes. Geography or history?
History.
I didn't hear that.
I think he said history, right?
Did you say history, Jeffrey? Yeah, he said history.
Yes, sir. History.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
History. Who was the first U.S. president to serve non-consecutive terms? We're in the middle of another historic moment of non-consecutive terms.
We can't hear you, Jeffrey. Do you want to take a shot?
I'm just going to say Trump.
Say who? No, he said Trump.
He said Trump. Trump was not the first.
There was another one. Jeffrey's got this one.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland is correct.
Grover Cleveland is correct.
All right, that means Jeffrey has a 4-2 lead and control of the board.
Geography, oh boy.
The region of a mountain defined as existing above the tree line is generally known by what term?
Say that again.
The region of a mountain defined as existing above the tree line is generally known by what term?
Part of the mountain. I see.
Above the tree line?
Part of the mountain that's above the tree line is known as what?
I mean, I'm just going to say the summit.
He's going summit.
Not what we're looking for here.
You
want to
steal, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey on the phone, do you want to steal?
I'm going to say the ridge line.
That it is not the answer we're looking for. Alpine. Alpine is the region of a mountain defined as existing above the tree line. Alpine. You've heard it many times. Now we know what it means.
4-2 is the score as we go into our final round. Let me see how many Jeffrey wants to
win. No steals.
All right. I'm gonna wager two.
All right. I'm trying to do the math here. So if he
Jeffrey's doing some math here, so we got to bear with him.
To carry that. All right, I'll do two.
He's doing two.
Now, with Jeffrey, there's a day that Jeffrey should be beatable, right? He's lost once a month here in consecutive months. He's yet to lose in October. He's off tomorrow.
I had to do a trip.
He did his picks early.
Man.
Let's see if he can go down here. The final category is Bears. Mm. And I have the Grizzly Bears that are back on the basketball court. You want question A or B? Jeffrey on the phone.
I'll take B.
B. All right, here is your question. What red-capped bear seen on screen and TV and movies will have its musical premiere this upcoming November in London?
I'm sorry, repeat that again?
What red-capped bear seen on screen and TV and movies will have its musical premiere this upcoming November in London?
I have no idea, man.
Famous bear on TV.
Famous bear that wears a cap. A red-capped bear. He's got no idea. He's not even venturing a guess. So
Yogi? No guess. He's saying no idea.
He's saying Yogi the bear.
He's throwing in Yogi now.
Yogi is not correct.
Yeah, so he came up with a
Paddington.
Bear anyway.
Paddington is correct. Paddington the musical will debut in London in November, which means Jeffrey's getting a win here.
I've already stolen, so it's four to zero now.
But you can go ahead and run up the score like Ryan Silverfield.
Correct.
You got this one correct.
Well, we're playing for metrics.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Need to do it. Smokey the Bear, Jeffrey, is commonly depicted holding what tool?
It's a shovel. Yeah, shovel is my answer.
It's a shovel.
Yes,
it is.
Shovel's correct. Yes, shovel is correct for Smokey the Bear. Jeffrey wins.
Zip. But a game was much closer than the final score would indicate. You're going to give him the tickets?
Absolutely.
All right, Jeffrey.
Thank you for spelling your name correctly.
Enjoy the corn maze.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jeffrey. Kevin, once again, how do people figure out where you're going to be?
Go to SaritaEntertainment.com. You can check out our full list of events tonight. We have 4 trivia nights happening, 3 music bingos all around the Memphis area, including in DeSoto County. So SaritaEntertainment.com will be asking many of these questions tonight. So you have an advantage for being a loyal listener to the Jeff Calkins Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, Kevin, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. Before I do, though, I want to talk to you about ProHealth. And ProHealth. It's kind of a remarkable place. So you can walk into ProHealth and you can go there for a sick visit, right? You don't have to wait 3 hours at the urgent care. You walk in, you get better, you get back out in your real life. You can go in for the sinus cocktail shot. You can go in for the testosterone replacement therapy. All sorts of things, vitamin B12 shots, allergy shots, all of that. They also going to help you with weight loss. I mean, we see a lot of people now are taking control of their weight. And at ProHealth, they've got a weight loss shot, semi-glutide, can help you curb your appetite, shed the extra pounds, and give you extra energy while you are doing it. There's no magic to it. It's a shot. And then they keep in touch with you. They check in with you. They make sure that you they track your progress, all of that. It's like having a coach in your corner. All that at ProHealth. They have branches, offices in Germantown, in Collierville, in Bartlett, and 2 in East Memphis. If you're interested, check them out at ProHealthMemphis.com. That's ProHealthMemphis.com. Got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Your instincts tonight, Giants-Eagles?
Eagles beat the Giants.
How you feeling about Jackson Dart?
I'm still excited to watch. Last week we had some bad turnovers, but the biggest problem I have with last week was they came out ready to go. They scored 14 points, and they acted like the game was over.
Isn't it a pretty good place to be now as a Giants fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because now, like, the L is fine. Like, you don't mind the L because draft pick.
Yes.
But you're not going to be competitive, and you get to watch Jackson Dart.
Correct. Now, I would wish that he could have Malik to throw to.
That really stinks. That really stinks.
But, and with Jackson... With Jackson helping the running game, that's also let Scataboo be better.
How many receiving yards for A.J. Brown? I'll set the over-under at 90.
I'm going to go under because I think they really are going to get back to running the ball.
Get back to running the ball. It's just going to be what it's going to be.
Now, our secondary's bad. Like, our front is good, but our secondary's bad. So, if Hurts can buy time, there's going to be big plays to be had. See where
that's tonight. We got baseball all day today, so that's fun too. We will be back tomorrow. Well, we won't, but Drew Hill is going to carry the ball for us tomorrow because we are both heading out. The National Guard, by the way, city has confirmed that the National Guard will begin patrols tomorrow. So that'll be fun. You can look forward to that tomorrow. I actually lament that as a guy who sort of writes about stuff.
The news?
Yeah, I'm not going to be here. It's just the way that it works. Like, there was once upon a time, well, the Eli D'Angelo football game at the whatever, I had a family thing I had to go to. I can't bail on a wedding that I'm officiating.
No, I think you are
but
required to be there.
I'd honestly, my you know, this is my adopted home. I'd like to be here. What's coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill, Bennett Doyle will join their program. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith will join David Cobb and I on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. We got to get out of here. Our work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.